Once again, welcome back to hour number two of the Power Hour. In case your friends or people you know were not able to dial into this program, well, you can dial us up on thepowerhour.com, and you can listen to it archived.
Has been in existence
my
since
next
the
guest.
Of the 21st century. It is more.
My next guest is, I've got the book in my hot little hand. Trust me, I've been reading this thing. I've been doing a lot of my own research. And our next guest is, this guy is, to even know the people that worked on this book is phenomenal. This is a Wall Street Journal USA Today national bestseller. And since the early 2020, the world's experienced a series of catastrophic events, global pandemic, looks like an engineered coronavirus. I've been saying this for months on my local radio show here in Florida, that this virus was engineered. It came out of Wuhan. And our own U.S. government, after we had Dr. David Martin from the University of Virginia on our program, he documented every single thing, all the patents, everything that's involved in this production of this virus. It is a bioweapon. And the book is called The Truth About COVID-19, Exposing the Great Reset, Lockdowns, Vaccine Passports, and the New Normal. It's written by Dr. Joseph Mercola and out of Florida here, and Ronnie Cummins, with a foreword by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who represents the Children's Health Defense. And this particular mess that has been created here was designed by a group of individuals that think that their proverbial caca doesn't stink, and it's better, they're better to decide how we live than we are. And so, you know, we have to fight back. And one of the people that's on the front line is Dr. Joseph Mercola. And it's a wonderful thing to have Ronnie Cummins with us, founder and director of the Organic Consumers Association, team up with Dr. Mercola to expose the truth and end the madness about COVID-19. Ronnie Cummins, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, good to be with you today.
So the Organic Consumers Association is a nonprofit U.S.-based network of more than 2 million consumers dedicated to safeguarding organic standards. And here we have Bill Gates reportedly buying up tens of thousands of acres of property. What's your take on that?
Well, Bill Gates is the most powerful billionaire in the world at this point, controlling global public health policies. And Gates, I guess, has decided right now that he not only wants to control our health policies, he wants to control what we eat and how we grow it. And so he's moved very aggressively into the agriculture sector, not only buying up land, taking out patents, advocating for an end to ranching and for people to solely consume lab genetically engineered meat. But he's put billions of dollars into Africa, which folks like him consider the last frontier or the last colony for agriculture. And he's trying to get people to drop their traditional farming ways and ranching ways and get into this souped up genetic engineering, chemicals, fertilizers, get big or get out mindset. He's not doing very well in Africa, I'll say that right now.
Well, the one thing we do know is that he has been one of the World Health Organization's biggest contributors, donators, if you will, to furthering this mess that you are writing about in the book. And I've read, you have several chapters in this book that you yourself, I guess, had a big hand in, like, for example, Event 201 and stuff like that. Some of our listeners may not even be aware of this, and they may not have dialed into Alex Jones's show where he was talking about 2025 through 2028 or 2023 through 2025. I got my years mixed up. There's so much that we don't know, but as I discussed earlier on the show about a condition that about half of America has called cognitive dissonance, this is a condition whereby they just can't seem to wrap their head around the fact that our own United States government, through the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and Barrick and other people had a hand in the creation of this virus. And because of the fact that the gain of function research was banned in the Obama era from being conducted, they shipped it off with money that Dr. Fauci himself had a hand in sending over there, $3.27 million for the bat lady, and others, Xisheng Li and others to mess with. So, could you elaborate basically on what Event 201 was so that people can kind of get up to speed on this? Cause they probably don't even, some of them are not even aware.
Yeah, Event 201 was a planning exercise that was carried out in October of 2019, shortly before anyone in the world was talking about the SARS-CoV-2 and the COVID-19 problem. And what is so uncanny about Event 201? Well, first of all, who organized it? The World Economic Forum, which is sort of the Chamber of Commerce for the world's richest people and biggest corporations. So the World Economic Forum organized this. The Rockefeller Foundation, Bill Gates organized this. And the ex-head of the CIA was in attendance, as well as CEOs for major transnational corporations and public health officials. And what did they talk about? They were saying, well, you know, we better get ready for a global pandemic, and how are we going to handle it if we have something like, you know, SARS-CoV-1, except worse? And so, well, they went through a lot of what they discussed. This was at a hotel in New York City. A lot of what they discussed, because they actually put out a video about the conference. We know what they discussed. But a lot of it was about, how are we going to control the population so that alternative viewpoints don't get out there, which they call disinformation? How are we going to suppress freedom of speech and movement and so on in order to get such a pandemic out under control? And, you know, if you look at this historically, this is pretty suspicious that this happened a couple of weeks before the COVID outbreak in China. But it's even more suspicious when you look at things like right before 9/11, there was a planning meeting called Dark Winter that took place, and that was planning on what do we do if there's an anthrax attack in the United States. And of course, shortly after 9/11, there was an anthrax attack. And then there was a bill called the Patriot Bill, a very long bill, hundreds of pages, that curtailed, you know, civil liberties, freedom of movement, freedom of expression in a way that we had never seen before. And so right after the anthrax attacks, which it turned out were carried out with military-grade anthrax, it looks like it was from Fort Detrick, Maryland, we had the anthrax attacks. And so this is not the first time we have had a very suspicious planning meeting of global and U.S. elites right before a catastrophic incident took place. So what we can say for sure is even if the global elite didn't push the button to cause this, and they may have done that, they were anticipating it and planning for it, and they rolled out their lockdown, their panic mongering like it was a written script, which of course it was.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. And you know, most consumers and American people who are God-fearing, law-abiding citizens, the part of the problem I have with this whole thing, Ronnie, is that a lot of them just capitulated to government demands without question, which makes me wonder, where is the mindset of half of these people going and taking an unproven vaccine because of the fact that, well, they don't want to get this disease? But when you suppress information purposefully, like the CDC and Fauci did, and then start putting all of these mandates in place and directives that make no sense, Dr. Mercola and other frontline doctors like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Dr. Mikovits, who I've interviewed on my radio show three different times and had lunch with the woman and had extensive conversations with, and I've been trying to get a hold of Dr. Mercola to have him on our show as well, because it's important these frontline doctors are given the opportunity to give opposing views, because the CDC certainly is not putting the truth out. In fact, the Bayer system, as you well know, is well understated. What's your comment on that?
Yes, I mean, as you pointed out, Bill Gates is one of the top three funders of the World Health Organization. The one thing that's peculiar about Bill Gates' money, or the Bill Gates Foundation money, Bill and Melinda Gates, is that they're the only large donors to the World Health Organization and the 195 countries that are members that give out what's called discretionary funds. In other words, the money from Bill Gates' foundation goes directly to the bureaucrats in the U.S. or Mexico who are heads of the WHO-affiliated public health. And so these folks are not going to do anything to bite the hand that feeds them, especially the hand that feeds them directly as directors and so on, that finances their expensive trips and their lavish lifestyles. I mean, you know, someone like, Dr. Fauci is the highest paid official in the U.S. government. I mean, he pulls in $400,000 a year just on salary, and then he and others in the federal public health establishment, they also have patents on these drugs like remdesivir and the experimental gene therapy drugs that they like to say are vaccines, to where they're making a literal fortune. I mean, billionaires have been made off this pandemic, you know, and, you know, millions and millions have gone into the hands of these government scientists around the world. So follow the money, and what you find out is that it is a scary situation where you have, you know, military, biological, and warfare funders and big pharma funders and people like Bill Gates who have made a fortune off, you know, big pharma medicine calling the shots. And it's outrageous. We've never seen this degree of control. Like the World Economic Forum said, wow, this is the biggest experiment we've ever had. We've got 2.4 billion people under lockdown at the same time on the earth. So the ruling elites that are, you know, organizing among themselves and prepared for this are making a killing, while the rest of us, the workers, small businesses, farmers, lower-income people, have suffered a tremendous amount of damage. And the public health damage has been huge, too. I mean, this virus was engineered in a laboratory to be more transmissible than almost anything we've run into. It is, you know, triggers these underlying health conditions that are now common. And it's taking people who are going to die prematurely, but it's causing them to die even more prematurely than they would have. And the experimental drugs that they're injecting into people and intimidating, forcing, scaring people into taking are killing people who are perfectly healthy, or injuring people like young people, like children, like pregnant women who should never get a safe vaccine, much less even an experimental drug like these so-called vaccines are.
So, well, from from Dr. Mercola's own statistics, Ronnie, over 700 women have had miscarriages as a result of taking the jab.
Yeah, I mean, the latest statistics, and these are the statistics reported by doctors and medical workers and families. You know, we've got over 10,000 reported deaths. There's probably 10 times as many as that. But what's even scarier are the hundreds of thousands of severe reactions that are indications that we're probably going to have long-term damage to literally millions and millions of people. And this is outrageous in itself. But what's even more outrageous is that we have drugs on the market, like ivermectin, that frontline doctors discovered over, you know, 6, 8, 9 months ago could prevent you from getting COVID, could cure you from COVID if you have minor symptoms, can cure you from the long-term, long-haul COVID, and can really help you out recently after you get one of these vaccines and have an adverse reaction. So I don't know what you call having a drug, an inexpensive drug that's been around for decades, that has incredible ability to prevent, treat, cure, and then they deliberately will not allow this drug to be dispensed, at least in the United States, without a huge amount of effort. I know I work half the year at our research farm in Mexico, and in Mexico you can go to a drugstore and you can buy ivermectin, you know, for a couple of bucks, and you take that, and your chances of coming down with COVID are, you know, extremely, extremely unlikely, even if you're in very poor health. But in the United States, doctors have had to fight just to be able to prescribe ivermectin. Even once you do that, there's no guarantee your pharmacy will actually fill the prescription. And your medical board is breathing down your neck. And a lot of doctors have been prevented from talking to other doctors that are actually the ones doing the treatment of the victims, you know, in hospitals. So it's I call that mass murder. And if you look back 50 years, how did this biological warfare stuff begin? I mean, not that we weren't experts as in the colonial eras of giving away smallpox blankets to, you know, Native Americans and killing off the buffalo, but it was the Second World War, where what happened is at the end of the war, the Germans and the Japanese were much more advanced in terms of chemical and biological warfare was than the United States. The United States decided at the end of the Second World War that we were going to be first, not only in terms of nuclear weapons, which we had just demonstrated we could really kill hundreds of thousands of people, even if they wanted to surrender in Japan. But we brought in to the U.S. military the war criminals from the Nazi army and the war criminals from the Japanese army who had been the heads of their chemical and biological warfare departments. We brought them into the U.S. We gave them amnesty. None of them had to go to trial in Nuremberg. And we got to work to become the world leader in germ warfare. And we accomplished that goal, unfortunately. But what we did is we created a global biological warfare arms race so that the Russians, so that the Chinese, the United Kingdom, Israel, France, other countries jumped in. And so we've got all these labs across the world doing crazy stuff with genetic engineering, like making viruses, in this case coronaviruses, more transmissible, more deadly. And we've done the same with bacteria. That's what the anthrax was. That's what the Ebola was. You know, that's what the, you know, a lot of the research on bird flu has been doing. And unfortunately, these labs are all over, not just in Wuhan. The main financial support for these military and civilian labs across the world is the military. Second of all, it's the pharmaceutical and vaccine companies. You know, and we literally have thousands and thousands and thousands of virologists across the world whose paycheck and whose profession depends upon this global arms race souping up viruses and bacteria. And a lot of people think, oh, yeah, we signed a treaty back in 1975 that banned the production of biological and chemical weapons. Well, yeah, we signed a ban, as did most countries. China did not. But this ban does not prevent countries from claiming that the risky research they're doing is for defensive purposes or for medical purposes. So, in other words, what was created in Wuhan was a biological weapon, but because the U.S. funders and the Chinese funders and the joint U.S.-Chinese scientific network that created these, because they wanted to do this kind of research, they said, oh, this is biomedical research. The U.S. military, the Pentagon said, oh, yeah, this is for defense. This is not for offense. But it's just like if you could only create an atomic bomb, if you ran a really large risk of an accident detonating that atomic bomb, would we have ever created one? You know, well, I doubt it if people had known that. But it's going on. It's going on right now. As we speak, in Fort Detrick, Maryland, in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Madison, Wisconsin, Galveston, Texas, people are taking viruses and making them worse, including the virus that set off this epidemic. And we've got to put a stop to this, which is one reason why Organic Consumers Association and our allies like Mercola are pushing a petition for people to sign. So please go to our website, organicconsumers.org, and sign this ban on what they call gain of function. I mean, gain of function, that doesn't sound too bad. This is gain of threat research.
Yeah, it pretty much is gain of threat research. Ronnie Cummins, we're going to come back after the break, and we're going to be taking some phone callers. I know they've got lots of questions for you, and we'll join you again right after the break. Stay with us, folks.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding product, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Prieger with you, guest hosting this particular segment. And there is this little thing out there that many people may not be aware of. It's called Hegelian theorem. And Frederick Hegel, George Hegel, was a scientist, and he came up with this thing. It says, hey, if you create a situation, you know, what you've got to do is create a situation, and then you have a solution for that situation. You got to make people scream for the solution. You got to create enough of a panic. This is pretty much everything that has happened regarding the creation of a bioweapon, the unleashing it on the world, catching people. They knew automatically, and I'm sure they knew automatically when this thing was released, that it was going to exact a certain death toll, probably not as much as they had hoped. But the thing is that now people are screaming for a solution, and all of a sudden we have Operation Warp Speed, which is now putting out millions of jabs, I call them. I don't call them vaccines, neither does our guest, Ronnie Cummins, who is a co-author of Exposing the Great Reset, Lockdowns, Vaccine Passports, and the New Normal, the truth about COVID-19. Folks, I want you to understand, if you take the word COVID, C-O-V-I-D is Certificate of Vaccination ID. The 1 stands for A, the 9 stands for I, which is AI as an artificial intelligence. I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to figure out that this formula was named and put in motion. And I guess it might be fair to ask Ronnie Cummins, do you think this whole thing was designed to depopulate the world?
Well, certainly the global elite have been very articulate about how they want to reduce the world population. I mean, you can find the quotes from Bill Gates in that. And they've got various tactics that they believe can do this. But this is certainly a pretty effective way to make people die way ahead of the time they would have died. And so whether or not they knew the exact details of what was going to happen, they knew that they were manipulating very dangerous viruses in laboratories with very lax security, and they knew enough to have a planning meeting in October of 2019 about what to do to control the population after a pandemic was let loose. So I think these are not vaccines that they've rushed to market. Warp speed was the terminology that the Trump and both the Biden administration have used. These were not well-tested, safety-tested vaccines. These are a new type of genetic engineering that they have only used in rare cases up till now. It's called gene therapy, because it's basically something that this isn't a weakened form of the virus that they inject into your body to have your immune system take its natural course to become immune to this spreading and multiplying. This is something they inject into your body to cause your body to produce spike proteins, which they then claim, oh, yeah, once you've got all these spike proteins in your body, it's going to cause your immune system to fight these off. And unfortunately, this is a an experiment. This is not a a pharmaceutical vaccine in the traditional sense. And so far, it looks like a disaster. I mean, one thing it does is it does seem to cause people in the short run to not, you know, exhibit in a test the signs of infection. Unfortunately, it kills a lot of people. It has massive adverse reactions, including the blood clots and the heart problems we've seen. And it's causing these problems not just in people with compromised health, but people who are totally healthy, young people, children, pregnant women. This is an outrageous example, not only of medical malpractice, but of criminal negligence. And it'd be one thing if there were no alternatives, but the global public health officials know very well that ivermectin, for example, works. And that if they would just, okay, you got half the population who don't want to take these experimental drugs for good reason. Why don't you just give everyone in the world who wants it ivermectin, you know, and let's see what happens? Because what would happen is that this epidemic would be terminated within a short period of time. You know, you're not going to convince people who understand how dangerous these experimental drugs are, these jabs. You're not going to convince most of the people, no matter how coercive you get, to subject themselves to this. But if they would be honest about the fact that look at the doctors around the world who are actually treating patients, look at the frontline doctors who are taking these drugs in order to not get sick themselves. Ivermectin would be everywhere. This drug won the Nobel Prize. It's considered one of the most important drugs of the 20th and 21st century. You know, 4 billion doses have been prescribed for parasites and other diseases over time with, you know, little or no side effects. They should be giving this out right now. In Mexico City, where I work part of the time, in December, the government there was, there are two public health departments in Mexico City. The one connected to Social Security and basically health for poor people. They said, look, we're liable to run out of hospital space if we don't do something. So what they did was they set up free testing sites around the city. They didn't calibrate the test to, you know, to panic people. They calibrated it to find, you know, who actually has some of this viral material in their body. And if you tested positive, what they did was they gave you ivermectin for yourself, but they also gave you the ivermectin for the other people in your household, because this is a totally safe drug. And so people took it, and all of a sudden they didn't have a crisis in Mexico City. 90% of the people who took ivermectin and who, you know, talked to the medical officials on the telephone never showed any symptoms, much less went into the hospital. And even those that where there was no follow-up over the telephone, it was around 80%. So this is how you control this epidemic if you want to control it. Now, what I would argue is that obviously the global elite, they know this. There have been 60 major studies that show that ivermectin can prevent COVID. It can treat you if you have mild symptoms and cure you. It can even cure people who are seriously ill. It can help people who have the long haul. It can cure that. It can help people who have had adverse reactions to the vaccine. Why in the hell aren't we handing out this drug to anyone who wants it across the world? And the answer is that, well, it only costs a few cents per dose. And something like remdesivir, which doesn't work cost $3,000, and these so-called vaccines, which are actually gene therapy experimental drugs, are getting subsidized to the tune of, you know, billions and billions and billions of dollars a year. So it's
well,
money.
Ronnie, I believe you've hit the nail on the head with this. It's all about the money. I mean, it's about
all
getting
about the
population, but it's all about the money. Folks, our telephone number toll-free is 1-844-769-2944, and our phone lines are open. If you've got questions for Ronnie Cummins, who is the founder and director of Organic Consumers Association, I have a feeling that the reason that you go under this is because if you tried to set up a not-for-profit that had a name related to fighting this virus and you called it the COVID-19 oppression committee, they probably would censor you big time. This is something that's always bothered me is they do this in Mexico. The studies in Mexico show that ivermectin works, and you can get ivermectin here, but you got to beat on your position or go to a frontline doctor to find it. And a lot of people who are getting the shot, they come to me and they go, well, we did the research. I said, no, you don't understand. You are the research.
That's right.
You're the research.
That's
you took
exactly
the shot.
Right.
You may have done the research. You're the research. They're studying. All they care about is whether you're dead or not. They don't care about anything else. And this, you know, up front, there were doctors that were on YouTube that eventually were banned because they were saying, hey, we're putting ventilators in people. Why are we doing this? This is the wrong kind of treatment. We need to be oxygenating them. And, of course, that's not working. They suppressed as much as they could to increase the death tolls. I mean, I can't – when I hear, like, Dr. Michael Yaden, who used to be with Pfizer as a VP, and he makes comments like people who have taken the jabs – probably have less than 3 years to live. You know, I've got to look at 50% of the United States population and go, okay, what are the other 50% going to do? What happens to those people who have taken the shot? And you've already alluded to the fact that it would be possible that they could get ivermectin. I mean, if we've got some phone callers out there, I'm sure we do, 844-769-2944, put a one in front of that, to get in here to the Power Hour to talk to Ronnie Cummins, who co-authored the book, The Truth About COVID-19, to me, and if most people haven't realized this yet, it would be safe to say that they want to take out as many of the population as they can, because the fewer people, the easier it is to control, especially with these Marxist attitudes that are being bandied about right now by the Biden administration and some of Congress, the left-wing progressives. So, folks, the phone lines are open.
The establishment has decided that, yeah, we have a population poisoned by industrial food and a polluted environment and a stressful life, and it's always going to be like this. They're basically telling us, you people are unhealthy, you are never going to get healthy, and so therefore we're going to develop genetically engineered, in this case messenger RNA drugs, to cure you from dying from, you know, your ill health. And this is crazy. I mean, humans have been on this earth for a long time, you know, and we have learned that you need to eat healthy, you need to be in a healthy environment, you need to have a healthy attitude, and you will stay healthy for quite a long time. We're the first society to ever say that we need to spend, I think we're spending $3.5 trillion in the U.S. right now on so-called health care. This is anticipated to double over the next 10 years, and the people are getting unhealthier and unhealthier. They're not unhealthier because they're not getting enough genetically engineered drugs. They're unhealthy because we're not dealing with our common sense and the evidence right in front of us that we can get healthy, we can have strong immune systems, you know, we can have food that is like medicine rather than food that is like poison. You ask why Organic Consumers Association has gotten into this issue. Well, you know, one of the things we started 30 years ago with Organic Consumers Association was we saw that this new technology of genetic engineering was about to come on the market, genetically engineering food, genetically engineering crops. And we also were warned at the time that oh, there's crazy scientists out there who are starting to genetically engineer viruses and bacteria and microbes, and we need to beware of this. Well, unfortunately, we didn't pay enough attention to what those scientists were saying 30 years ago about how engineering viruses and bacteria is even more dangerous than engineering food and crops. And we ended up in a situation where it took us a while as a movement of scientists and activists to figure out what had happened, that this wasn't some accident from, nature, some act of God. This was an engineered virus that came out of a dangerous lab, dangerous experiments, and has been covered up by the U.S. government, both the Trump administration and the Biden administration, have covered this up because they didn't want to fully come out that, hey, we paid for this. Our scientists jointly engineered this. We knew from numerous accidents before, including three accidents in China with SARS-1 and one accident in, I believe it was Taiwan, with SARS-1. We knew that an accident, it was just a matter of time. That's why we had that planning exercise, Event 201. And now look at what has happened. And it's my whole lifetime I've been an activist ever since the 1960s. I have never seen the degree of what I would call fascism that we have today, whereby the government is totally allied with big pharma and the military industrial to force us to change our whole way of living, to force us into taking, dangerous experimental drugs, and believes that the future is not a human future, but a future where humans will be part human, part machine, and that those of us who are dispensable, the workers, the overwhelming majority of the world's population, it appears they're willing to just dispense with us.
Yeah, I understand that. Ronnie, we've got a caller. Dave in Illinois is on the line with a question for Ronnie Cummins. Go ahead, Dave.
All right. Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
We're doing great. Yourself?
Hi there.
What's your question for Ronnie? Okay, looks like we lost you. Call back in, Dave. There's so much information in this book, The Truth About COVID-19. I mean, literally, it's pages and pages of footnotes. This is probably one of the most well-crafted books that I have picked up and read. There's, probably 40 pages of footnotes in here talking about every single thing that they've attributed to in this book, as far as the truth of what's been going on right now. I guess the biggest thing people want to know, Ronnie, is what are we going to do about this? We've got to put a stop to this stuff, this government nonsense. We're being censored. It's very difficult, other than being on shows like this, to get the word out. How do we put a stop to this? What do we do besides calling our congressman and complain?
Well, the first thing is we got to stop the mad science. We got to stop engineering these viruses and bacteria and microbes, because scientists have proven over and over again they cannot police themselves. So we need to stop this on a global scale, but we need to stop this first in the United States. All funding needs to be cut off to all these so-called biosafety labs. They have to stop doing this kind of science. It's too dangerous. And, our U.S. Congress, the Republicans and Democrats can't agree on very much, that's for darn sure, but they did vote unanimously a month ago to cut off funding to China to do this kind of research. Well, what we've got to point out to them is, don't just cut off, money to China to do this kind of research, cut off the money everywhere to do this kind of research, and we need to make the countries of the world stop. So first of all, let's not have any more pandemic. Second of all, let's look at the, I think it's going to be recognized fairly soon that ivermectin works, and that you know, that we can start using this. I think they're going to have to because there's so much science out there. There's so much experience. But the problem is you look at the company. Who's the company that developed ivermectin in the first place? Well, it was Merck Pharmaceuticals, a mass murderer. If you look at some of their other products like Vioxx and so on. But Merck, they thought they had a great drug for anti-parasite drug, river blindness, a bunch of other things. The inventor got the Nobel Prize, and Merck made a lot of money. The problem is, from Merck's standpoint, their patent ran out in the late 90s. And so any company in the world could make ivermectin, and so it brought the price way down. So what has Merck said since COVID-19 started, since there started to be a buzz about ivermectin, since it's been working in 30 different countries across the world? Merck said, oh, this drug is dangerous. Don't give this for COVID-19. Well, Merck, what about the 4 billion doses of this drug that have been safely consumed by people around the world for parasites and river blindness and that? But then you look at the fine print. Merck is developing their own version of ivermectin, a new one that'll have a patent that I guarantee you will cost thousands of dollars, that will basically do what ivermectin does right now. What word can you use to describe this that doesn't sound a bit alarmist, rhetorical? This is mass murder. The people at Merck need to be brought before an international tribunal and put on the stand and prosecuted to the full extent of the law for what they have done. If Merck had said, you know, months ago that, oh, yeah, we developed ivermectin decades ago. We developed it for, you know, another purpose, but we noticed scientific literature and lab studies that it's not only anti-parasitical, it's antiviral, anti-inflammatory. This drug, which is derived from a natural soil microorganism, is an amazing drug, second only to, say, penicillin in the 20th and 21st century. We are so happy. Yeah, we don't have the patents. Yeah, we're not making money off this, but we encourage everyone in the world who cannot take a vaccine or does not want to take a vaccine or can't afford a vaccine to take ivermectin, because Merck, we, along with everyone else, we want this epidemic to be over. The longer we let COVID-19 stay loose, the more likelihood that it's going to continue to develop variations that will, you know, be very hard to stop. Like, you know, we have the flu season every year. The flu, changes every year, mutates. We don't want that to happen with COVID-19, but that's exactly what we're moving into. And no wonder people around the world are starting to think, well, Merck and the U.S. government and all these governments, they must want us to die. They must want us to suffer. They must want us to lose our jobs. You know, they must want us to keep our kids wearing masks for the rest of their lives. These people are monsters. I must say, I think there's a tremendous amount of evidence that they are monsters and guilty of crimes against humanity. And just like the Nazi doctors that did get prosecuted, we need to bring these people to justice.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I refer to Dr. Fauci as Dr. Mengele. Dr. McCullough's website this morning, will mRNA flu vaccines get emergency use authorization next, is an article that Dr. Joe just put out. And the thing is now they want to do a booster shot, and they want to incorporate the flu vaccine within the booster shot. And there's got to be, this is the madness that we're dealing with here, folks. The only thing I see right now, Ronnie, that they are doing is trying to find ways to continue the narrative They've got to keep up that narrative in order to convince the rest of the population to get vaccinated. Right now, I think half the population is asleep. They went and got the drug. Friend of mine got the drug. 4 days later, he's dead. So, you know, I know that there are people out there that have lost loved ones right after getting the vaccine. Nobody bothered to ask any questions. The VA's been out pushing for all the vets to get it. The military is trying to, you know, they're getting adverse reactions with the soldiers there that are getting it. You know, this whole thing, what 9 out of 10 Democrats have taken the jab. 1 out of every 2 Republicans have taken the jab. I mean, there's not going to be anybody left on this earth to serve, oh, Senor Bill Gates and everybody else, the soothsayers of the future. And of course, we only has, as you know, 8 years left before the world just explodes into vapor. You know, this according to all the people that are out there pandering this garbage climate control. So, you know, this whole thing, the World Health Organization, World Economic Forum, all of these individuals that are involved in this, Ronnie, it seems to me like they're all in this agenda together, and we have a target. We know who is doing this and needs to be called on the carpet. Your book explains that in no uncertain terms. And so any final parting thoughts?
Well, we need to wake up and take action and, you know, look around this in our local communities. About half of us are suspicious of the official story, suspicious of these vaccines. We got to get organized. We got to make it very, very difficult for the global elite to control us. I don't think they can if we will get united. But we've got to stop arguing over secondary issues. Not everyone thinks the same way about everything. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. I mean, do we want our health? Do we want our kids to live in a livable world? Do we want a democracy? Or do we want to live under what I call biofascism?
There you go. Dr. Ronnie Cummins, we thank you so much. Tell Dr. Mercola when you see him, thank you so much for writing this book, The Truth About COVID-19. And folks, you got to get a copy of this thing and read it. It's phenomenal. Anyway, Dave Krieger, thank you for joining us for this segment of the Power Hour. And hopefully we'll see you again very soon. ThePowerHour.com. That's where you dial in. Share it with your friends. We'll talk soon. Take care. Stay safe.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.